Up, Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. They'll get you feeling good. From 104.5 Horoscopes. Aries.
It's likely you will be interacting with people and your conversations will be filled with new knowledge.
Taurus.
If you're going to share your ideas in the future, then you definitely should have a go-getter attitude. Be vocal, insistent about your goals, but have fun along the way.
Gemini.
It's been a long, wonky year, Gemini, full of uncertainty. So you don't know what to do next with your life. Share your concerns with people you care about and listen to theirs as well.
Cancer.
You want to get ahead in your career, Cancer, but you hesitate to make some rash decisions. Don't make any rash decisions. You know that never works. If you want the job, you'll have to jump in with both feet. Good luck.
Leo.
Okay, Leos, here's the plan. We're going to take some time for ourselves, take a well-deserved break from overthinking, because overthinking won't help, and we need to rest and get energy to have some fun.
Virgo.
Your love life has been too safe. Take the plunge now and rip off that Band-Aid.
Libra.
You should focus more on your body language than on what you're saying with your words when you're facing a tough situation, Libra.
Scorpio.
Be careful of sending out vibes that might push others away. It might be true that you aren't as trusting of new things or people, but you should avoid pushing people away before they've had a chance to prove themselves.
Sagittarius.
For some time now, you've doubted yourself. Not today, Sag. Enjoy this extra boost of confidence.
Capricorn.
Don't worry about making a good impression if you meet new people today. You will shine like a star because that's who you are. Earth, wind, and fire.
Aquarius.
Imagination and fantasy abound today. Embrace it. It will make your life more interesting and you will think outside of the box.
Pisces.
Your relationship with your partner may be tense today, but some new energy will remind you both why. This is why we fell in love in the first place.
There it is, your Monday morning horoscopes. Let's get you another read at that online this time. Go to chum1045.com and click on the Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar page.
Don't wake up.
Mornings on Chum.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I mean, the obvious answer was it was a beautiful weekend.
Stunning.
That gave us everything we need. We wanted the sunshine, the good weather, and all the entertainment you could ask for.
Last night, I was watching TV, Juno's Billboard Music Awards. It's amazing.
What'd you love the best?
I got to tell you, I just saw highlights of both, and I thought Diddy did a great job. I thought the Junos were lovely. Simu did a great job hosting. I don't know. I love Canadian music, though. It's good. Shawn Mendes. Come on. Let's give it up for Shawn Mendes. Like, it's just, like, you know, Avril Lavigne. I mean, I don't know. And Deborah Cox was inducted to the Hall of Fame, the wonderful Deborah Cox from Scarborough, Ontario, you know, who was very influenced by Whitney Houston. And I don't know. Just, it's all good. That was the positive stuff for this weekend. The sad stuff was our friends in Buffalo with that mass shooting. Yeah, you know. It was just a mixed emotional weekend. How'd you feel about all that?
Yeah, Buffalo's a crisis in culture. You know, at some point, people are going to have to just realize that we got to figure out racism. We got to figure it out, wipe it out, and make a concerted effort to say, hey, we recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
Government's talking to you. We recognize it. We're going to put things in legislation, and we're going to do something about it. We're going to seek people out. We're going to do things before people get killed.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing that because we're playing politics. And, you know, that's just the black and white of the issue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's more granular than that, but that's that. Buffalo, I know you can hear us, and our hearts are crying for you.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want thoughts and prayers. We do have them for you, however, but you need more than that. Yeah. And that's that. As far as the entertainment stuff this weekend, yeah, Toronto was bursting at the seams. Juno's all over the place. So many things happening. You know, it's great because, you know, in years past, we didn't have these things. We were
zero.
Just talking about it.
Yeah.
You know, what was streaming, you know,
right.
Hey, yeah. Virtually, you know, that stupidness. And it's good to see it all back.
Selling the virtual, we're like, okay, we're over that now.
Yeah.
We need to be in person. Anyway, so celebrating Canadian music and just celebrating music, which was awesome.
Yeah, the Billboards are fun. That's what I like about it. The Billboards are very fun. Yeah, the Billboards are a fun award show.
Yeah.
It's just really the tone of it. That's what I like about it.
Yeah.
Just very, very fun enjoyment. A lot of focus on the live performances, which are always great. You know what I mean? Yeah, really good. I never really listened to Dan and Shay before, and I really enjoyed the performance yesterday. They were good. They were really, really good. You know, that's just not the genre I'm into.
Yeah.
No shade at all. But they just play really good, sing really well, seem like good guys.
Did they do the collaboration with Justin Bieber at one point?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They're smooth.
They're very talented.
Yeah. So those are my early impressions. I'm sure we'll talk a lot more about that later on. Caitlin, I'm sure it's all up in trending, right?
It is.
All up in the trending.
Yes, it is.
Do you know who's producing us today? The one and only Ruby Carr.
Hey,
good
Ruby.
Morning. Hello.
How you doing?
Excellent. Love getting up this early. It's amazing. My alarm went off and I said, great.
She starts with the lies. Get out of here. Well, it's good to see you too.
Yeah, you really sold that, Ruby.
Yeah, you're I'm trying, guys.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know.
I will start with the Leafs and then move right on. They did not win in Game 7 against Tampa.
Ouch.
They are out of the playoffs.
Ouch.
That's right.
That really hurt.
I will say that a lot of people who are speculating on everything after the fact are saying, you know what? We had a great team. Tampa is a fantastic team. It is no small feat to get a single goal past their goalie right now. Hopefully they keep the team locked and loaded. It's not like you got to blow this whole thing up.
Oh, no.
You just got to stay the course, probably get some better defense and goalie situation going on. But they
also said there wasn't really I'm not saying the right thing, Jamar. In the world of sports, an older person in there who's experienced a playoff game that can, like, you know, get them to where they need to go. You know,
right, right.
That experience that you have on the ice or
a lot of times in those, like, postseason situations, you need someone who has, like, the composure.
That's the word.
100%. You have a team in the regular season, and then you have the same team in the playoffs, and they can be very different things, even though it's the same team.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens next year. But, you know, they made it this far.
Ouch.
You can tell what happened with the game, like not even watching it, by the way the city looks after the game.
Oh, it's, you knew who won or lost.
Oh, I left my house. I was like, ugh. Yeah. That didn't go well. Yeah. I could see it.
Totally.
You know, I thought for sure I'd wake up and I'd hear bang, bang. I'm like, no, nothing. Because I couldn't stay for the rest of the game. I had to go do something else. I said, let's just sleep on it.
Yep.
And then you check your phone and say, oh, geez, I wonder it's so quiet.
Oh,
No pots banging on the streets.
I think if they won, we definitely would have known. You probably would have woken up, but it is what it is.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Over to trending entertainment news. Yeah. Drake made history at the Billboard Music Awards, racking up 5 more wins, bringing his total number of wins to 34, making him the most decorated winner in the history of the awards show. Olivia Rodrigo also took home the most awards of the night with 7, and Kanye West took home 6. Those are kind of the big winners from last night.
Okay.
I also really enjoyed Diddy's performance. I know you mentioned that in our little, like, recap, but I was like, I don't know. He's always so fun.
He was, like, I just saw the opening. I only saw the highlights of the show last night. But I watched his opening, and he's, like, gets everybody together.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell he was wearing. He was sweating. It was, like, a rubber suit.
Yeah.
You were dying. But I love how he just connects with people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I saw him at the Bad Boy reunion tour in Brooklyn. This was years ago. And he just had so much showmanship. And I think that was the first time he'd been on the road in a long time.
Mm.
And, yeah, he's really great.
Good choice.
Over to the Junos. Mm-hmm. The Juno Awards were last night. It was nice to see these things happening again in person. They were outdoors at the Budweiser stage. You could not have a better night for a show at the Budweiser stage.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
It was stellar.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. The red carpet was there. Simu Liu was hosting. Just a great event. So Toronto rapper Haviana Mighty picked up Rap Album of the Year. Really want to give her a shout out because it's cool to see a female rapper doing that. Shawn Mendes was honored with the International Achievement Award, and he also won the TikTok Juno Fan Choice Award, which was announced by Avril Lavigne. Nice little crossover moment. I really like this moment from his acceptance speech.
We're taught to believe that what we achieve is the same thing as what we are worth. But something that I know to be true now is that I was enough before anybody knew my name.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's a really thoughtful guy for his age. Again, I return to what I was thinking at his age. It was not that deep.
What were you thinking?
I was like, oh, is this, what? Who has the best deal on beer tonight? Where are we going, everyone?
You're so not like Shawn Mendes.
No, this is a very thoughtful young guy. And then BC's Jessie won Breakthrough Artist of the Year. Montreal's Charlotte Cardin came off of 3 awards that were given out on Saturday night. And then she took home Album of the Year last night. So it was a really, really big night for her. Also in the world of entertainment, the Eurovision Song Contest took place. It ended legitimately in like minutes of the Leafs game starting. So I went from watching Eurovision to watching the Leafs game on Saturday. It was pretty impressive. Now, the heartwarming story here is that Ukraine, their Kalisha Orchestra, is kind of like a folk rap group, and they won the whole show. And it was really because of the, like, they did pretty well with the jury voting, but then they also have fan voting that takes place during Eurovision. The second the fan voting came in, they were just a runaway success story. So they won. And in Europe, each country will have its own broadcaster who handles the show and announces on behalf of the show. And in Ukraine, the broadcaster who was sort of announcing the show was doing it from a bunker. There were photos of this guy doing this from a bunker. And all of the guys who were in the Kalisha Orchestra who won for Ukraine had only days earlier been fighting in the war with Russia because of the Russian invasion. And then they just take a break, they go do Eurovision, and then they're going to be going back.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So it was a really, really cool story that people loved.
Wow.
Oh, and last but not least, rumor has it Rihanna might have had her baby boy.
It's time.
Yeah, we don't know.
She's bursting.
Unconfirmed. That was the rumor circulating as of this weekend. So can't say for sure. Congratulations. But hey.
But you said it's a boy.
That's what Des Moines is saying.
Okay.
So we'll just put it out there.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yep.
When you wake up.
Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up. On Chum.
On TikTok. They're saying this is Karen karma. I'm going to say it's just a case of Southerners southerning. This happened at the perfect place, Chick-fil-A, in North Carolina, in Wilmington. you know, she's in her car. She drives up to the drive-thru, and she's unhappy about something. So instead of being civil about it, she decides she wants to get out of her car and start yelling at the Chick-fil-A employees through the drive-thru window. This happens often, and, you know, people get indignant and decide that they want to take matters into their own hand and let them know behind the window, you need to get my milkshake right, whatever it is. Only thing is, when she steps out of her car, she forgot that the car was still in drive.
No.
Instant karma. Take a listen to what happens during that whole incident. Well, the employee, what you hear there is going, we're concerned, ma'am, because they even think she might be drunk.
Yeah.
She might be wasted.
Yeah.
So what happens to the car? The car starts rolling away. The car jumps a curb, ends up halfway down a hill, and, of course, crashes. No one's hurt, thank goodness. But, I mean, if you want to talk about paying it karma instantly,
yes,
this would be one of the best examples.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I don't even know what to say about that.
We need to give an award on the show called the Karma Award.
Yes. She's the winner.
She's the first winner of the Chum 104.5 Morning Show Karma Award. The person who gets paid back publicly for the evil and dastardly deed that they do.
It just reminds me of the time I was pumping gas and there's a car wash behind me and this car went flying through the car wash, right? Flying. And the guy on the next pump says to me, that's probably a woman. And then it was a man.
Oh, man.
I just didn't put it in neutral. And that I would like to kind of give him a little bit of a runner-up on that one.
Yeah.
Because it kind of got, you know, bit him.
They're like, well, you're wrong right away.
You were wrong instantly.
That's right.
Right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think that now we get to see so many more of these instant karma moments because everybody has a cell phone camera.
Oh, yes.
And so this is all filmed by the person who was behind this crazy woman in line at the drive-thru. And what are you witnessing? Like, this car slow rolls out of the drive-thru and then just goes down a little hill.
She does a little floppy run after.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. It's just not happening.
All arms and legs. I can't. It's ridiculous. Stop yelling at people who work in the service industry also.
I know.
This is not cool.
I know.
Anyways.
So anyone that works a fast food drive-thru right now, just pump their fist in the air like, yes! It worked. Your prayers have been answered.
Chum 104.5.
In the morning.
Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Number one reason why I don't own a pet. Do you know why?
Walking the dog and picking up the poopy.
100%.
Okay.
Which all went out the window after I had a child because...
Now you're picking up the poopy.
I'm picking up more poop than I've ever imagined possible. A dog probably would have been much easier.
Maybe.
It would have been much easier.
You've done it outside.
My kid is a...
Learning.
He's full.
Yeah.
He's a quite full one.
Uh-huh.
Reason I mention this is because of all companies, Toyota, you know, the car company, just recently applied for patents related to a robot that would help out pet owners. If you're a pet owner and you loathe picking up the little nuggets of joy that your animal leaves behind, this could help. This what they call guidance vehicle has a moving platform that a pet owner would ride on, and it moves along a GPS program coordinated route. And it takes you and your animal on a walk, most often a dog. And when said dog does its business, it has a shovel that will come and scoop up the mess for you. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Do you still have to walk your dog? Or walk the other dog?
I don't even know if you can call it walking the dog anymore because you're not walking it.
Yeah, right.
You're standing on a platform and being rolled around.
We're going to be a fat society.
I mean, isn't that half the joy of the dog walk? The actual physical activity, you know, the movement?
Yeah. That's why people say I've lost weight during COVID because I was walking my dog.
This eliminates that.
Yeah. Okay.
This eliminates that. So if you didn't like picking up the poop, this machine will do it for you. Let me tell you what else this machine will also do. When the dog has a number one, you know, a stream.
Live
stream. An additional stream will be sprayed by this this machine of water to dilute the pee so that it doesn't, you know, I mean, if you walk around downtown Toronto, I don't know if you guys know what those little dark spots on the sidewalk are. Let me tell you. They are dog stains. And if you're one of those that, you know, you see those unsightly brown spots on the grass all over the place, that really get on my nerves because it's like, oh, you know, the grass is just coming back.
I know.
And you've got all these brown patches in it. It's from, you know, the dog urine.
Yeah.
This machine will dilute the urine so that it doesn't stay in the streets and also mess up the grass.
It seems to me that after the pee is done, the dog will come over and spray to dilute it. And then
you mean the machine?
Yeah.
Yeah. The machine has a little spray jet on there.
Like a little. All right.
How about that?
In Japan, it's common for dog owners to carry a little bottle of water with them. And when their dog goes pee, they'll pour the water out and rinse it off.
Yeah, let me tell you where it's not common.
Here.
Downtown Toronto.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Did you hear about the... For your grass, I sense that you have a problem with your front grass.
Yeah, I do.
There is a spray can of green that you can spray paint the yellow spots on. I'm not kidding you.
I appreciate the person that invented that, but that's not the solution I want. I want the dog to stop peeing on my grass.
I hear you.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
This thing is big, though. This is a very large device. If you look at the artistic renderings of it, it's quite large enough that a human being can stand on it if you want to stand on it while it drives you around while your dog is walking.
It looks like a little flatbed almost, right?
It does. And I just thought, what are we doing in terms of dog ownership that we all just want to sit in a little car that then picks up all the dog's poop for us? Like, it's a lot.
I mean, I'm convinced that most dog owners don't even want the dog. Like, you get a dog. Most dog owners say they want a dog, but they don't want a dog. You want the dog, you don't want to pick up its poop. You don't want it to bark because when it barks, you go, stop barking. Sit when it stands. Well, you don't want a dog. Like, what do you want?
See, I imagine when I heard about this machine, it was like a little R2-D2.
Yeah. Yeah. You're imagining the robot vacuum.
Yeah.
I'm sure over time the design will change and they'll improve on the design.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they downsize everything. Remember the phones when they first came out? It was a brick.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well,
good idea.
It is a good idea.
I bet you we'll go for it, but it's going to take some time.
Well, hopefully we're around in time for it to come. The patent's
Kofi asked for a dog there, Dad. And you have to, maybe, and that machine's around. You may rethink it.
When you move out, Sarah, you can have whatever you want.
Wake me up. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5. Get up.
Looking for a best friend for life or even looking for a partner or spouse, according to a poll, a lot of people are finding these life companions of different sorts, but in the same way, on vacation. That's a great way to find a person. I'm trying to break down why that might happen. Why don't you tell us? You could text us 104536 and tell us who was the person you met on vacation that you're still in contact
with?
My
friend Suzanne Millard from Dayton, Ohio. Still good friend.
Look at that. Where were you guys?
We were in Jamaica.
Okay.
We were at a resort. She had three kids. I had little Adam. And, you know, they were at a play school and whatever. And we were just hanging out. And we started talking to each other. And then we started having dinner with the families together. And we just have carved out this long don't know, how many years ago was that, 25? We're still dear friends. I go down and visit her every once in a while. Sometimes she hasn't been here for a while because of COVID. But yeah, so my friend Suzanne.
You're not the only one. 77% of people said that they made lifelong friends on vacation. That's a huge number.
Yeah, I love that.
I loved it too.
I haven't had
vacationships. Relationships that sprung from vacation.
Well, I'd like to say that children are a good PR.
Okay.
Connector engagement, that kind of thing. Because I'm not saying we'd never speak to her, but the two boys got along and there's the mother, and then we start talking and went hi, and
yeah,
you know, that kind of
stuff. It's like an easy intro.
It is. And it was just got along like a house on fire. Still do. How about you, Jamar?
I've met a couple friends on vacation, actually. Yeah, people. I mean,
yeah,
the thing about vacation is you're in the same kind of vibe with the people around you, whether you're on a tour or if you're at a resort. We're all on the same wavelength. Like, we just want to have fun, we both want to relax, and we all kind of just are at our best. You know, we're in our best selves at that point. So, yeah, you feel good. You know, when you're walking around the city, when you're kind of grumbling about work or you're just tired after work, you're not going to meet anybody making really good connections that way.
You just can't wait to get home.
This is the thing.
Yeah.
But when you're on vacation, spirits are high. Everyone's in a good mood.
Yeah.
Spirits are flowing. Couple cocktails in you.
Yeah. Oh, this isn't true. I met a friend when we were on vacation in the Bahamas over Christmas.
There it is.
And because we were introduced through other friends, it didn't read as like a vacation buddy, but it actually did. And there is something really exciting when you meet someone on vacation and you're like, oh yeah, I'm from Toronto. And they're like, I'm from Toronto too. And then you're like, where? And then you realize you're the same age. Mm-hmm. You have people in common. Oh yeah, no, that has happened. And it is fun.
It is fun. It is. It's just kind of probably because we are so chore oriented when we're working. I gotta get this done. I gotta go to work. To your point, Jamar, that's where you're just more relaxing and welcoming.
Well, you know, once you get to an older age, a lot of people are complaining that it's hard to make friends because, you know, you're not in university anymore. You're not doing hobby things as much as you used to. So it's hard to meet people who you have things in common with. Mm-hmm. Vacation might be the place to do it. 23% of people also said they met their spouse on vacation.
I'd like to hear from those people too.
Yeah.
That's wild. I mean, let's peel it back just a little bit. You're on a vacation, maybe for a week somewhere, and you meet date 1, 2, 3, whatever, and you just know it. Mm-hmm. And you're from two different places. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
You meet a whole life partner just going to go get some sun.
Epic.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
The more I think about it, a vacation actually is a good opportunity to meet people. I mean, the entire journey, you're just meeting or just actually exchanging paths with new people, possibly getting to conversations with them, starting from, I mean, just your cab ride to the airport, and then everything up until you get on your flight.
Mm-hmm.
Even the flight itself. Who you're sitting next to, you can meet somebody there.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. It's pretty amazing.
According to a survey, if you're looking for a best friend or a spouse, one of the best places you could find those people are on vacation. 23% of people said they met their spouse on vacation. Their spouse on vacation. 77% of people said that they've made lifelong friends while traveling. And on an average, when you go on vacation, you will make about 4 friends. And even if you're looking for people on social media, you'll pick up at least 12 new followers on social media.
Ah.
On vacation.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, you know, you're at the pool, having drinks. Oh my gosh, this is so much fun. What's your Insta? There it is. That will happen at least 5 times, and boom, there go your 10 or more friends on social media.
That's so funny. We have some really great texts on the platonic and the more than friends side of things.
Oh, I love.
Someone texted us, had met 2 girls from Ireland and Cuba 7 years ago, and we've gone there a couple of times, and they're coming here in July.
Oh my gosh, they're visiting them. How great is that?
So you have like Airbnb friends kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then someone else said, met a couple on our honeymoon from Timmins, visited each other a few times. We remain in touch on Facebook. And another person said, shout out to Sheldon and Colette, who we met in the airport while waiting in line for security. They've been friends ever since, and we keep in touch often.
Very good.
That's very
insecure.
Nice.
Okay, that's funny. Going through line, probably complaining about the same thing.
Probably.
This line is.
Hey, your belt. Your belt.
Appreciate it.
Nice right. belt.
There yeah. it is.
Someone else said that their daughter met her fiance on vacation in New Orleans. He's from Brooklyn and was just traveling across the U.S. And she was only there for a week on vacation, and they just happened to have that crossover week in the same place.
Wow.
And now they're getting married.
One Crazy. Week. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
One week.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you just, I guess, as my mother would say, when you know, you know.
It feels extra romantic, too. Like, oh, I'm in from out of town. Me, too. And then you just happen to be in the same place at the same time.
And does that feeling yeah. continue after you go back to your regularly scheduled life?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, in this case, it did.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever met someone who you dated, not obviously got married to, but who you at least dated back at home, but you met them on vacation?
No.
No?
Wait, dated back at home.
Like it was more than just a vacation fling.
Okay.
It continued.
Oh, well, after the vacation.
After the vacation?
Exactly.
Nah.
No.
I had a couple of those.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Okay.
It's foggy.
He's not adding anymore, and we'll leave it at that.
What about you, Kayla?
No. They were always intentionally short term.
You got a cut off?
Yeah, I was
wait a minute. Were you always the one cutting it off, or did they cut it off?
I think it felt like that was just the right
yeah.
approach.
Yeah.
Like we weren't going to try for long distance.
Because it happens both ways, right?
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I'm going, it's foggy for me too. I
that
can go way, way back. I'm with you on that.
When you go on those cruises, that happens.
Okay.
You know, you'll spend a week on a boat, and ultimately the first 2 days of the cruise is like, I mean, if you go on the cruise where people are single.
Yeah.
The first 2 days is like the pair up.
Yes.
Everyone's looking around and trying to see who's who
yeah.
and what's what. You're walking around
right.
the pool deck trying to see who's there with a partner, who's not,
yeah.
who's single. Then you meet somebody, or boom, boom, boom. You map out kind of like an approach. Then day three, you're paired up with somebody.
Day three?
Yeah, day three. And it's like, all right, great. You know, all right, we're hanging out now.
Why
yeah.
do you guys watch these shows?
We've lived them.
Day three and four, we've hooked up.
Yeah.
And now we're wondering how we're going to act like this isn't serious when we're just on this boat. Like, and it's all awkward for the next couple
of
days.
You know it's a good time, not a long time. And I think dating apps have really, in this part, missed me. But my single friends now, dating apps really help with this because you land in a new city and you meet people based on your location, right? So you land in Copenhagen
yeah.
and maybe you want to go out for drinks with somebody, a local, they're going to show you around and then who knows where
That's
things go.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. So.
Day four and five on the
yeah.
cruise.
Yeah.
Oh man, he's acting like he's my boyfriend. She's acting like she's my girlfriend.
Okay. And that's how it works.
When does this thing go back to home? And day six, the awkward disembarkment. All right.
So what happens?
Send me a DM.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Channel 104.5.
I woke up on Saturday.
Yeah.
And fully thought until about 3 p.m. that it was Sunday.
Oh, and how did that go?
It was very strange. Like, literal Sunday vibes. Like, woke up. Someone texted me something and I was like, why are you texting me this today? I turned on the radio, actually listened to Chum while I was driving.
Yeah.
And I heard a commercial say today, Saturday. And I was like, ooh, that someone's making a mistake at
yeah.
work. Someone misloaded that. Then I looked at it on my watch and I saw the calendar and I saw it said Saturday. I was like, wait, today is Saturday? Why did I think it was Sunday all day?
Maybe because you were exhausted from last week?
I guess.
I don't know.
It was strange. I was like, I felt like I just, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm always afraid when you guys go, how was your week? And I go, I don't know if I don't remember. Because Friday, no word of a lie, I was so tired. My allergies were attacking me.
Mm.
I looked at my husband and I said, Friday night, I'm going to bed. Now that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But we had a drink out on the front porch and I said, I just have to go to bed. And I did not have a great sleep. Then we had people visiting and stuff like that. There was a fair in our neighborhood. I never got to that because, you know, I never got to it. What else did I do? I mean, I watched the game, kind of, you know? I mean, I don't know what else I can say. The weather was great. I didn't do anything that was any of any interest to anybody. Uninteresting.
Sometimes it's best.
Now, maybe it's good. I knew what day it was, though.
I just melted. That's all I did all weekend. It was so hot.
Yeah.
We went up to Huntsville to our friend's cottage just for the night on Saturday, and it was so, so beautiful up there. Man, Huntsville's a beautiful town.
Yep.
And we go to patios, and we're going to some breweries, and everywhere we went, you could overhear all the conversations, and everyone couldn't believe that it's like, it's mid-May.
I know.
We're familiar with back in the day going up to cottages for the May 24th long weekend, and you're sitting around shivering by the campfire, insisting on being outside.
Praise.
Yeah.
And we were so, so hot. And then watched Eurovision all in the afternoon on Saturday, and then transitioned to the Leafs game, which was kind of demoralizing.
It was so sad.
But Eurovision was fun. It was my first year watching it start to finish, and I really, really like it. I know Canada's getting a version of the Eurovision Song Contest where each one of our provinces and territories are going to compete to become like Canada's Eurovision winner.
That's dope.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be kind of cool. I'm looking forward to that, actually. I wish Canada would get a place in Eurovision. You're probably listening to me say that, saying, that's crazy. We're not part of Europe. But Australia's in there.
And it's not part of Europe.
And it's not part of Europe. And Israel's in there.
We're just borrowing the name.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so now you're right about weather for the May long weekend, which is just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the weather? It's going to be, I don't know what the prediction is, but it always rains. Is this going to change this year? Did we already experience our long weekend? I don't know.
Yeah, we might have. We might have. It looks like rain this week, but they never know. I mean, sometimes you wake up and they say it's 15 degrees out and it feels like 25. So I don't know. If you can't get the weather right when we're experiencing it in real time, I don't trust the 5-day forecast.
The 5-day forecast, yeah.
Okay, you ready for this? 21 across the board, except for holiday Monday, rain in 16. Not bad. But not like we had this last weekend.
Well, we're going to pay for it today, right?
Yes, we are.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Another concert opportunity. Huge opportunity. Let's talk to a one Meredith Shaw. Meredith, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
This is incredible. I never speak to you and Marilyn at the same time. This is the first time. Like, I was convinced you guys were actually the same person, but just kind of tricking me. Every now and then. That's awesome.
Listen, your family walked by my house the other day, and one of them called me, hey, Meredith. So, you know.
It's and I did, too.
Parts and parts. Hey, what's this thing about Adele?
Oh, my gosh. What is this? I'm so excited to... I mean, let everybody know about it. I mean, someone's going to win a trip to go see her in Hyde Park in London.
Stop it. That's in July, right?
July. I mean, we're basically celebrating your birthday and Adele, Marilyn.
Okay. And so how does this work?
So it works. You just, if you want to go check her out, and of course you do, you go to iHeartRadio.ca, and then alongside with winning this incredible trip for two and these tickets to go see Adele, you are also going to win a makeover with me on your show, Marilyn Dennis.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you look great at the concert, too.
You're going to look good at the concert. You're going to look good on the plane. You're going to look good everywhere. And then you're going to have just an experience of a lifetime. So, iHeartRadio.ca.
Right. But that's going to be a rough sleep the night before because, I mean, you don't want to mess up the makeup from the makeover, right? Like,
well, you know, I think they can do the clothes and then the makeup, maybe they can do fresh, Jamar. I know it's a kind of girl thing, but, and hey, if the guys want to enter too, let's get them all.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. So it's
for the ladies.
Yeah, this is what, I mean, when you go to such a high profile event, it's really a big deal on what you wear and how you look, because a lot of us don't know how to get it done, but you ladies know how to get it done.
Yeah, we're going to figure it out. I mean, just coming off the Junos last night, you know, everyone's turned out. You said it so well, Jamar. Like, big event, you want to be at your best. And so we'll get you looking good. And really, these tickets are, whoa. Like, whoa.
Okay, so how do you get to be on the Marilyn Dennis show to do that? So what do you need from them?
So I think we just need to know what is it about their style that they're kind of, you know, a little lacking on or confused about.
Okay.
Maybe they're going through a big life change, you know, they want to go see, hey, maybe they got divorced like Adele and they want to go make a whole new life. We could do that too.
So tell us why you love Adele and what style you're looking for.
Exactly. And hopefully it'll happen for you.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
So to add to that, again, two tickets to the Adele concert at Hyde Park, round trip airfare for two, hotel accommodation, and makeover by Meredith, and it's going to be seen on my show, The Marilyn Dennis Show, and $2,000 spending cash.
You could spend part of that $2,000 to buy like a little tomb, like mummy style, so you could sleep standing up the night before.
That's right.
In your closet.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Like, dressed up. All the clothes will be yours. We'll do basically the packing for you. How about that?
Huge package.
I've never been to Hyde Park for a concert. Have you?
I've been near there, but I've never been actually to the venue.
It's epic, epic.
Yeah, man. And Adele, finally.
Yeah.
See her again, yeah? Mm-hmm. Get in on that. It is time to get you tickets to see Justin Bieber. This game is called Sorry. On the line, we have Shelley.
Shelley.
Hi.
Maybe you'll be at Scotiabank Arena on June 8th when you get to see Justin Bieber. What are we going to do here, Jamar?
Okay, so this game is called Sorry. We've got a bunch of you lined up on the phones. Shelley, you are the first. The object of this game is to get 3 points, meaning you have to answer 3 questions correct. Now, if you get a point, great. Get 2 points, great. On your third question, you know, if you miss it, we'll go on to the next player. They have an opportunity to steal your points to make up their 3 points.
Oh.
All right. So everybody has to get as many right as they can.
As
but
they can.
3 points is the object. Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Well, maybe you could just take it all. Are you a big Justin Bieber fan?
I'm a huge Justin Bieber fan.
All right, let's see how this works out for you.
Hey, listen, if you don't get a question right, what happens, Ruby, producer?
Sorry!
Yeah, that's what happens. Okay. All right, I hope we don't have to hear that much. Okay, are we ready, Shelley? You pumped?
I'm pumped.
Okay, here's question number one. Justin was first discovered on which social media platform?
YouTube.
That's right.
Ooh.
That is a correct question answered.
Mm-hmm.
1 point for you.
Question two, Justin Bieber had a very famous relationship with what other pop star / actress?
Selena Gomez.
Ooh.
That is correct. Who is Justin's wife?
Hailey Bieber.
That's right. And that's how that was played.
Oh my gosh.
We didn't have to play. Sorry, hit it. Come on, baby. She's got 17 buttons in front of her. Okay, doesn't matter. Oh, my gosh. Justin Bieber tickets are yours, Shelley. June 8th at the Scotiabank Arena. That's true. The excitement is palpable.
Well, she's run down the street to yell the news. The phone is quite behind her.
No, Justin Bieber tickets are yours, Shelley.
I am shaking. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Oh, honey.
Oh, my God.
We're very excited. We're excited we got through that contest is what we're excited about. Hey,
I can't.
You're going. Who's going to go with you?
Oh, my God, my daughter. I don't know how I'm going to pick between the two of them, but I'm going to.
Okay, well, we'll leave that to you. Congratulations from Chum.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Woo!
Wonderful.
That's great.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
So much trending entertainment news from the weekend. I'm going to start with what I think is one of the best feel-good trending stories that I've seen in a long time, and it centers around the band Pearl Jam. So Pearl Jam is on tour right now. They're one of the biggest touring bands. I mean, even though you're kind of thinking like this was a name from a long time ago, they're still one of the biggest touring bands in the world. They're on tour, and their band's drummer tests positive for COVID. And as you probably know, there's a lot of implications around that. You know, there's a very good chance that an act has to cancel their show because you don't want to risk getting everybody sick. It's really hard being on tour right now if you're an artist during COVID. But they don't end up having to cancel the show because a 17-year-old offers himself, or an 18-year-old local teen offers himself up as a replacement drummer for their Oakland show that was taking place on Friday night.
Do they reach out and say, we need somebody, or what happens
No,
there?
This is just such a super fan that I guess word had gotten out that the drummer had tested positive for COVID.
Wow.
And so he decides, you know, I'm already in a Pearl Jam cover band with my friends. They're called The Alive. And he thinks, because his parents and his friends encourage him to do so, I'm going to offer myself up. Here's the cool thing. He sends a text to Eddie Vedder's daughter, Olivia, who he met at Ohana Fest in 2018, and says, hey, heard about the drummer getting COVID, wanted to offer myself up as a replacement because I'm in the cover band, as you know, and I think I could do a really good job. And so she asks her dad about this proposal, and he says yes.
Wow.
Fabulous.
So cue this 18-year-old named Kai, who decides to just put himself out there, and he wins, and he gets on stage. And so this is none other than Eddie Vedder introducing Kai to the audience of over 20,000 fans at their show on Friday night.
Everybody, this is Kai.
And he just goes and he kills it. And he's so good.
What a surreal experience for him. I can't even believe it.
And you can tell it's exciting for the band as well, because at points, you know, there are lots of drum solos, and Eddie Vedder is turned around and he's facing Kai, and he is just having the time of his life, being blown away by this young man's talent and really his ability to, as he pointed out, lead the band. That's kind of the job of the drummer.
That's fantastic.
But the
fact that the messaging, he went, hey, because he's such a super fan, contacted the daughter. Daughter tells dad. Dad listens up and goes, yeah, we don't want to turn 20,000 people away.
Oh.
I know this band. And they know this band.
Yes.
You have to. Like, they're that good. But, wow, 18.
I know.
I love it.
I posted a video if you want to check out the video that we just played the clip from.
Could you save your favorite band, guys?
Absolutely.
Could you save your favorite band?
Oh, man.
I ask you that question. And what band would it be? Give it some thought.
Oh, well, Marilyn, could you stand in for Stevie Nicks?
No, but it could be if one of the background singers I could.
You could do the tambourine.
Yeah, I could do the tambourine. I go, thunderly. I could do that.
I don't know.
I would be like, it's an out-of-body experience. And you're right. Not only are you doing that, this kid had to keep the beat.
Yeah.
He, like, oh, it's amazing.
And, like, the stage presence, everything is just so great. You should really watch the video. It's very feel-good.
That is.
Kourtney Kardashian's trending. She legally wed her fiancé, Travis Barker, in Santa Barbara. This happened yesterday. It's been all over the news. Not a lot of information in terms of, like, who was there, all this stuff, like the celebrities in attendance and everything, because I think that party is still going to be happening, and they're probably going to be inviting the Hulu cameras, because, of course, Hulu now carries Keeping Up with the Kardashians. If I had to guess, that's going to happen.
Did you see one of the Kardashians try to cut a cucumber on TikTok this weekend?
I did. It was Kendall. It was Kendall Jenner. And I don't know if she was trying to just do sort of a different angle for the camera.
It was really earnest. I was like, that's just sad.
This is why we don't take cooking tips from a supermodel. Right. Sorry. Seems counterproductive. Also, murmurs around the weekend that Rihanna may have delivered a baby boy over the weekend. Again, this is super unconfirmed. As much as we've been seeing her out, just changing the pregnancy style game, when it comes to actually giving comments and statements and confirmations on her pregnancy, she and her boyfriend A$AP Rocky have been very, very tight-lipped, so we don't have an official word yet. So we're sending out a soft congratulations.
Do you think
to her.
The baby was born in Barbados?
No, I think it was in the U.S.
Okay.
Because he's stuck in the U.S. because he's been having some legal trouble.
Yeah.
So I think the plan was to have the baby in Barbados, and now it was actually in the U.S.
Okay.
There you go.
Some feel-good things there.
That's your update.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Guess what today is?
Outside of Monday, yeah. I can't think of anything specific.
Well, hot on the heels after it being National Chocolate Chip Day yesterday, today's National Barbecue Day.
Oh, okay.
So go out and barbecue.
You might get a little...
You know what? Put that on a weird day, yeah, on a Monday.
I know. I think
National Barbecue
It's
day.
Always the same every year. It just happens in Atlanta on Monday. Mm-hmm. We're going to get a lot of rain today, mm-hmm. So I don't know. If you get the chance to go out and barbecue, if you're one of those people that barbecue all year long, this rain isn't going to bother you. But, yeah, what's your favorite thing to barbecue?
Chicken.
Yeah. Oh, to marinate it.
And, yeah, and a good sauce. And, yeah. You know, you also, season it really well.
Yeah.
You know? Do a good jerk rub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What time?
But make sure that it's, yeah, I know, I wish, but make sure that it's not too dry. You know, you got to get that nice.
You put it on foil or what do you put it on foil on the
Some people put it on foil.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it. Or some people cook it like close to the fire, but then they have to cook it quick.
Ah.
So that it doesn't dry out.
Mm. Yeah. What about you, Kayla? You were out at a cottage this weekend. Did they barbecue?
No. We did. We did. Yeah. We did Greek chicken thigh skewers.
Oh, good.
And they were really, really good.
Yeah.
I love like a blackened grilled shrimp. So good in a salad. Because sometimes a sauteed shrimp can be like a little, I don't know, I want something extra. So a big blackened shrimp skewer. Oh, yeah. I'm into it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, get out there and barbecue today because celebrate it. Don't let the weather deter you from doing that.
Just bring an umbrella.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Maybe blow off your boss. Like, who's going to barbecue today? If there's on the way to work. Like, hey, tell your boss.
If those of you who are hybriding, today's the day to do it. Right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. 104.5 podcast.